is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A ballot procedure that would allow authorities to seize guns from those considered dangerous is getting wide support from Republicans and Democrats in Washington State. Libertarian Party candidate says that we should colonize other planets. Saudis sent telegrams pressing the monarchy to end male guardianship for women. Jeremy Corbyn was easily reelected as the leader of the British Labour Party. Granddaughter of a slave, born in 1853, was a doctor in Briscoe, Arkansas, joined President Michelle Obama in ringing a bell to open the Smithsonian's new African-American History and Culture Museum in Washington, D.C. The DOL is issuing a final rule on an Obama administration order extending 7 paid sick leave days to workers under federal contracts. 6 so-called localists advocating more democracy for Hong Kong were among the 70 in the newly elected council. Birth control is normal, used at some point by 99% of sexually active Catholic women, as the Catholics for Choice comment points out. Ever since Griswold v. Connecticut lawsuit 51 years ago, it has also been a constitutional right. Nearly 500,000 households in the U.S. lack the basic dignity of hot and cold running water, a bathtub or shower, or a working flush toilet, according to the Census Bureau. As Wells Fargo deals with the fallout of its fake account scandal, 2 lawsuits claim workers were fired or demoted for acting ethically when they fell short of unrealistic sales goals. Scoring the first debate, Clinton was seen as having had the better night based on the contrast between her steady grasp of policy and Trump's tendency to ramble and occasionally raise his voice. In a lawsuit, the Labor Department claimed that tech firm Palantir's hiring process for software engineering positions placed Asians at a disadvantage. Qualified Asian candidates were routinely eliminated during the resume screening and telephone interview process, the government said. The company also relied on an employee referral system that favored non-Asian candidates. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.